A 54-unit luxury condominium complex will replace a former massive dry cleaning plant at West Utica and Atlantic. Developers Sinatra and Essex Homes say they can't disclose the cost of the four-story project because the complex is tied up in the state attorney general's office, which must approve condo offering statements. It's likely millions. Sinatra development director Amy Nagy says construction won't be immediately visible since the first phase of the project involves removing asbestos from inside the current building before demolition. Nagy says cleaning up the site adds time, perhaps into later next year for completion.
That's about what we're looking at, provided that there aren't any surprises as we go into the environmental remediation, which again, I'll reiterate that this is a very dirty site. Dry cleaning historically created a lot of environmental impacts that we'll be working to clean up.
The project includes 95 underground parking spaces fitting into the giant hole in the ground resulting from the cleanup. The planning board did force the developers to build the driveway in such a way to force traffic onto West Utica from Atlantic instead of onto Anderson or Lexington. The board pushed even harder on Ellicott Development's plan for a complex at Michigan and William built around a Tim Hortons by refusing to approve it without changes to be shown in 2 weeks, reflecting neighborhood history. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.